Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, right now my friend is stuck in traffic. I'm waiting for him at Smoothie King to meet, and he's late, and he's texting me, and he's worried. He's worried that, hey man, you know, there's construction going on. Are you okay waiting? I said, listen man, no problem. He said, you're probably running a webinar in your car. And I chuckled because I almost am. But the point is this, Gary is my buddy. Gary's my old roommate from seminary way back when I was training to be a pastor. And the funny thing is, he said, he knows me. He knows that I don't sit around and just be like, oh, I'm just going to wait here and do nothing. In fact, way back, I'm talking 20 plus years ago, I loved the phrase, redeem the day. In fact, it's the name of my business, believe it or not. Redeem the day is technically the LLC, or the S Corp. I got an S Corp, and it's technically the business name. Why do I like the word redeem the day? Listen, back in the day, I loved Dead Poets Society because it was coming out around then, and it was all about seizing the day. There's nothing wrong with seizing the day, but seizing the day just means like, hey, living it up, making the most of the time, this type of thing. Redeeming the day, it's actually buying back the day. Now think about that for a moment. Buying back time. How in the world do you buy back time? You invest in eternal things, which are people. You invest in people and activities that are gonna outlive you. That's how you redeem the day. So again, I'm not against carpe diem, seize the day, but listen, Hitler can seize the day. Hugh Hefner can seize the day. You know, seizing the day has nothing about morality tied to it. So I'm not a big seize the day, you know, just live it up. I'm about redeeming the day, redeeming the time. In fact, in my favorite book, it says redeem the time because the days are evil. Buy back time. Think about that. If you spend an hour thinking about how can I buy back time, how can I redeem the day, suddenly life makes sense. If you want more on this topic, go to carrieoberbrunner.com/opus, O-P-U-S, carrieoberbrunner.com/opus. You will see, literally, in paper form, I'm talking typed out in front of you, you will see how I redeem the day every single day. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.